The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing Emerald Health Pharmaceuticals' preparation for an international phase 2 clinical trial testing EHP-101 for treatment of MS. Emerald Health Pharmaceuticals is preparing for an international phase 2 clinical trial testing EHP-101 for the treatment of multiple sclerosis. The study will take place in about 20 locations in the U.S. and Australia and is expected to include approximately 50 patients with relapsing forms of MS and relapsing secondary progressive MS. Enrollment is expected to begin later this year. The initiation of this MS Phase 2 study is another important milestone for our lead product candidate, EHP-101. Joachim Schupp, MD, EHP's Chief Medical Officer, said in a press release, "We have finalized the trial design with our MS Clinical Advisory Board members, who are globally recognized key clinical opinion leaders in the treatment of MS," he said. "We will soon be seeking regulatory approvals to begin the study and look forward to starting clinical site initiations and enrolling multiple sclerosis patients later this year." EHP-101 is an oral compound whose active ingredient is a derivative of cannabidiol. CBD is one of the better known active chemicals found in the cannabis plant, the other being THC. CBD is associated with a number of health benefits, but does not produce the high associated with THC. In preclinical mouse studies, EHP-101 reduced inflammation and prompted remyelination, the regrowth of myelin sheaths that insulate nerve cells from signal loss and is damaged in multiple sclerosis. The treatment also demonstrated a good safety and tolerability profile in 104 healthy people participating in phase 1 clinical trials, with only mild to moderate adverse side effects reported. The upcoming MS phase 2 trial will investigate the safety and tolerability, as well as preliminary effectiveness and pharmacokinetics, in EHP-101 in relapsing forms of MS. Participants will receive escalating doses of EHP-101 once or twice daily over 24 weeks. The doses chosen in this trial come from two animal toxicity studies and the healthy volunteer trial. In addition to safety and tolerability, the trial will assess changes in brain lesion activity as measured by MRI, disease progression, and disability status. Investigators will also analyze the proportion of relapse-free patients, patient-reported outcomes, and changes in several biomarkers, such as blood levels of neurofilament light chain, which have known to show promise as an indicator of MS progression and is associated with various features of the disorder. An ongoing phase 2 trial also is investigating EHP-101 in adult people with diffuse cutaneous systemic sclerosis. Participants will receive one of two daily doses of the active treatment or a placebo for about 6 months. This MS clinical study is the second phase 2 study we are conducting with EHP-101, said Jim DeMesa, MD, EHP's president and CEO. Our other phase 2 study in systematic sclerosis, a severe form of scleroderma, which is enrolling patients in the United States, Australia, and New Zealand, is also available. These two phase 2 studies provide us the opportunity for significant clinical milestones in 2022 and beyond, he said.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Ed Tobias.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. An update on my Lemtrada journey 3 years after round two. Where's the time gone? It's been 3 years since I completed my second round of Lemtrada, or alemtuzumab, infusions. So, it's time to take another look at where this journey has taken me. Lemtrada is a monoclonal antibody treatment that wipes out rogue B and T cells in the immune system. These cells attack the central nervous system of people with MS. The immune system then rebuilds itself, hopefully with normal cells. Lemtrada is highly effective at reducing multiple sclerosis relapses and inflammation. It slows progression and in some cases halts it. A few people report that it even eases some of their MS symptoms. I'm one of them, but I'm getting ahead of myself. The journey isn't easy. The standard Lemtrada treatment is two series of infusions spaced a year apart. The first series is given back-to-back over 5 days, and the second is given over 3 days. Each treatment session lasts about 8 hours, beginning with an administration of pre-medications before an IV dose of Lemtrada, and followed by a post-infusion watch period afterwards. Some pretty serious fatigue issues can follow treatment. They can happen on and off for a long time. For me, and for many others I know of, this lasted for about 6 months after the first and second treatments. I also had a bout of strep throat, a urinary tract infection, and severe leg pain. A common cold that should have lasted about 3 days lasted 3 weeks. Serious side effects can occur, including thyroid problems, which are the most common. Fortunately, none of my side effects have been serious. A trip worth taking. My follow-up report 3 years after the second round of infusions is excellent. My MS hasn't progressed. My brain MRIs look the same as before I began the treatments. I'm walking slightly faster on the 25-foot test. My finger dexterity is improved on the 9-hole peg test. I'm sharper cognitively. And best of all, my bladder and bowel symptoms have improved. I'm also able to sleep 6 straight hours without having to get up for a bathroom run. I'm sleeping a full 7 or 8 hours on more nights than I have in years. I've also become nearly regular in the bowel department. Those bladder and bowel improvements make life a whole lot better. I've read anecdotal reports of people who have had greater symptom improvement than mine, but others don't seem to have done as well. Some neurologists believe Lemtrada is most effective when begun early in someone's MS journey. But a 2020 study by Israeli researchers changed some minds when it reported that even people with an expanded disability status scale score of 4.8 benefited from the medication. Heck, Lemtrada has helped me, and I'm 72 years old with an EDSS score of 6.5. There's no doubt in my mind that despite the valleys, curves, and bumps of the past, my Lemtrada journey has been a trip worth taking.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.